6 literal days. Why did God take so long?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible-proclaiming ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, that was a rather interesting way of putting it. A period of 6 days is really only a short time?
Well, at many of the meetings I speak at, I often ask people the following questions. Could the infinite creator God have created everything in just 6 minutes? People, of course, acknowledge God could do that. Well, how about 6 seconds? Well, God could certainly do that. I then ask, could he have created in no time at all? Well, again, people answer, the infinite creator could certainly do this. Then I like to ask this question, could God have created everything in 6 days? Of course, I have to acknowledge that this could be so. I then explain to the people that it's not a matter of what God could have done, but what he said he did. When you take Genesis chapter 1 as written, the word day in context means an ordinary day. This fits with what God told Moses in Exodus chapter 20 as to why he took 6 days. This was to be the basis of the 7-day week, 6 days of work followed by 1 day of rest. That's why God took so long, 6 days, to create the universe.
Ken Ham is a faith-building booklet that shows how believing in long ages for the earth actually undermines the gospel message. For that surprising connection, read his booklet on your computer screen after you go to AnswersRadio.com. The booklet's free at AnswersRadio.com.